Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our TLC unit today, a TV channel that you can watch some wonderful documentaries on. And today we're talking about brides in today's program, although young girls these days seem to be putting off marriage more and more. But still, there are quite a few of them that look forward to that golden day in which they can walk down the aisle and show everybody when they're wearing that beautiful wedding gown.
This channel already has a couple of shows that feature girls, you know, prospective brides, trying to pick out a wedding gown, a wedding dress. I guess they're pretty popular because we've got a new show. This is number 3, as far as I can count, which focuses on girls trying to pick out a wedding dress. But this is a little different from the others because we're focused on curvy brides, which means girls who are larger than size 0 or size 2 that you usually see on TV. They usually pick, you know, those really, really thin girls. But these girls are going to be a little bit bigger, more like normal size girls, you could say. So we're calling them curvy brides instead of fat brides, which is not very polite.
I guess it's the new take on the word curvy. When I was growing up, curvy meant a woman had a great body, basically. She had nice curves on top and on bottom, but nothing really so much sticking out in the middle there. But I guess nowadays, curvy does apply to any kind of curve that a woman's body has, whether it be their breasts or their buttocks or their bellies. So if anything is sticking out, then it's curvy. And I guess people who are a little bit overweight do want to get married still. And, of course, they need to have wedding gowns that make them look their best. So that's what we're going to be talking about, especially a TV show on TLC that deals with this very subject. So, hey, let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of our lesson right now.
A young girl is dreaming of the day when she walks down the aisle, clad in an exquisite ivory-white gown. The wedding march begins, and all eyes turn toward her. The groom gasps at the first sight of his approaching bride. The tiny gems on her dress twinkle in the soft candlelight, while a train of delicate lace trails behind her. She's truly a sight to behold. By the time this young girl's wedding day arrives, she may have imagined this picture-perfect scene countless times. Therefore, the pressure is on when it comes to finding the dress, the one that feels and looks just right. The wedding dress search can be tricky. There are a myriad of shapes, styles, and colors to comb through, and most brides-to-be have no idea where or how to begin. The search is even more challenging for those with curves. Fortunately, plus-size ladies in the UK can turn to Jo Cook and Al Law. These best friends, both plus-size women themselves, own a bridal gown shop, and they're determined to make their customers' dreams come true on TLC's show, Curvy Brides Boutique. Many of the women who visit Jo and Al's shop are self-conscious about their size, despite being strong, beautiful women. Rebecca, their first customer of the day, has been struggling to lose her baby weight, so she wants a dress that will hide her tummy. However, after trying on several with no success, Rebecca's getting frustrated. Finally, Jo picks out a dress she thinks will accentuate all the right curves. The instant Rebecca sees herself in the mirror, she knows it's the one. The glamorous wedding dress is the perfect fit, and in it, Rebecca feels like $1 million.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the content of today's lesson. It's a program on TLC, and it's all about Curvy Brides Boutique. That's the name of the program, and curvy is beautiful on Curvy Brides Boutique. I guess normally curvy is not considered beautiful, I guess by most people. I don't know, but in any case, the fact that I'm overweight somewhat is always the subject of attention by people I meet here in Taipei. They never fail to point it out. Hey, you're fat. You got fat. So I guess being curvy is in some people's minds worthy of attention, but in any case, it begins by saying here, a young girl is dreaming of the day when she walks down the aisle clad in an exquisite ivory white gown.
Mm.
So in this particular case, we've got this young girl and she is dreaming of the day. That's her fantasy. That's what she wants in life. She wants to be a bride. She wants to get married. And when that happens, you can walk down the aisle. That is, if you have your wedding in a church, which a lot of people do here in Taiwan. I'm not sure if everyone gets married in a church. Maybe some do if they're Christians. If they're not, they might have their ceremony someplace else. But in any case, if you're having your wedding in a church, you're going to be walking down the aisle. That's the area to walk between rows of seats. Like on a plane, you can choose an aisle seat or a window seat.
Right. Those are the two choices that people usually prefer. They don't want to sit in the middle. I like the window seat, but most guys I know will like the aisle seat. So she walks down the aisle clad or dressed in an exquisite ivory white gown. Usually, brides will either select a white gown, where the fabric is really pure white, or an ivory color, which blends in a little beige. It's not quite as white. So those are both very popular colors. If something's exquisite, it's so beautiful. It usually has a lot of detail and typically is quite expensive as well. Some of these bridal shows that I've seen on TLC, some of these dresses are $5,000 to $10,000 per gown. So they can be quite expensive depending on where you go to buy them. This particular show, though, is not filmed in New York City, which the other two are that I have seen before on TLC. This one is actually originating in England. So you're going to hear a different accent and see some different styles and fashions, which is kind of nice, too. So the wedding march, dun, dun, da-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, that famous song, that's the wedding march that often plays as the bride walks down the aisle. When that happens, everyone stands up and turns to look at the bride. It's her big moment.
That's the wedding march? I thought the wedding march went da, 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 da. Or is that the music they play at graduation ceremonies?
I think that's a graduation song for me.
Okay, so then the wedding march is,
Here comes the bride, all fat and white, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and yes, she's all, what's the word?
All dressed in white.
Dressed in white, dressed in white. So she's going to be dressed in an exquisite ivory white gown. So it's not a pure white, it's kind of a yellowish white, sort of like ivory. And so everyone's going to be looking at her, and the groom is waiting for her up at the altar, and the groom, the man who's getting married, he gasps at the first sight of his approaching bride. Wow, she's stunning. She's beautiful. Hey, maybe this idea of getting married was not so bad after all. Maybe it's worthwhile getting married to this wonderful woman in this great ivory white gown.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting when everybody's looking at you. The groom must think she looks gorgeous because he gasps. If you gasp, you breathe in air. Wow, like you can't believe what you're seeing. You could be excited, you could be surprised, you could be scared. You know, you can gasp if you're scared, too. But he's pretty thrilled at what he sees. He gasps at the sight of his approaching bride. If you approach, you come towards somebody. So she's coming down the aisle towards him and toward the altar, where there's usually a priest or a minister who's going to help them get married by letting them say their vows to each other. We're describing the dress here in the next sentence. There are tiny gems on her dress that are twinkling or that twinkle in the soft candlelight. A gem is usually some sort of stone. Usually it's not a diamond if you're talking about gems on a dress. Most people can't afford to put little tiny diamonds on their dresses. Usually they are things that look like diamonds. It could be crystals. Crystals are much cheaper, but they're not cheap. It's still going to be expensive, but it makes that dress twinkle or shine. Twinkle is when the light catches something and it reflects back and it's very shiny and bright. And here we've got soft candlelight in the particular place where they're getting married. I'm assuming it's a church. And on a lot of wedding dresses, behind the back of the dress is a long piece of fabric or lace, and that's called the train. You probably saw Kate Middleton get married to Prince William. She had a long train on her dress that her sister held and helped her walk down the aisle with. And there's delicate or very fragile lace that trails behind her. If it trails behind you, it just comes behind you, is not in front of you. And here is the final summation or the final description of this bride. She's truly a sight to behold. We use that phrase when someone's looking pretty spectacular. Wow, what a sight to behold. It's a beautiful thing you're looking at.
Okay, and by the time this young girl's wedding day arrives, she may have imagined this picture-perfect scene countless times. So this particular young girl is fantasizing about her wedding day, and it's gone through her mind many, many times. It's a picture-perfect scene, which means it's a perfect picture, basically. So we're putting picture and perfect together with a hyphen there to describe the word scene. Picture-perfect scene, a perfect scene. She's imagining this scene. It's going to be her day to shine. All the attention is going to be on her, and she's going to feel on top of the world.
Yeah, so the pressure is on, though, when it comes to finding that dress. And we're using quotation marks around the dress is because people always think there's only one dress that's going to be perfect. And we'll often pronounce it the dress instead of the dress, just because we're really emphasizing the fact that this is the one and only, the one that feels and looks just right. So moving on, the wedding dress can be tough to find. So we're describing the search as being tricky. We're going to talk about why some of these searches are that tricky. It isn't easy to find the perfect dress, but some of these shows show us that it is possible. We're going to continue talking about that after a brief pause. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第十六单元。好，这篇文章充满着甜蜜与喜气，因为我们要谈婚纱店。好，当然，这个地方的标题里有一个 curvy， 我们就先从这个字看起。Curve， 我们知道它就代表曲线，那 curvy 是一个形容词，也就是有一个圆弧曲线的。那 curvy is beautiful on curvy bride's boutique， 所以这个标题要谈的是一个婚纱店，告诉大家新娘子选婚纱的时候，如果你是大尺码的新娘子，不用担心，你还是可以找到你理想中的那件婚纱礼服。好，我们就来看。哎，文章一开始就是这个女孩子，然后呢想想看，你要结婚了，大家都看着你，而她的衣服身上最令人惊讶的或是吸引大家目光的就是这件美丽的婚纱。好，说到这样子的一个美丽的场景，可是有一点，我们知道婚纱礼服它往往有一个很长的下摆，那个下摆在英文用的字就是 train， 很特别吧，因为 train 我们知道它是火车，但是没有错，长裙的下摆就是代表 train， 就是用 train 这个字。再来继续往下读，谈到了说，当这个女孩子 诶，他的结婚的那一天要来了，他可能早就已经在心里面演练过，想象过这个美丽的场景好多遍了。看到了 by the time， 我们晓得英文的时间时态是比较难懂的，也比较复杂的，但是 by the time 出现的时候，记得它有一种含义，就是画一条截止线到那个时间为止。好，因为它有这种含义，所以呢，往往它在后面的句构里面会用到了完成式，到那个时间截止就已经如何了。好，尤其是跟动作有关，这边就是它已经可能想象过好几遍了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about the Curvy Bride's Boutique, a show on TLC, the channel TLC. And it's all about finding the perfect dress for a particular sized bride. This bride is not your size 0 or size 2. She's not someone you'd find on a runway as a model. She's bigger. She's more normal size, like most girls are these days. There aren't a lot of really thin girls out there, especially in England or America, where most of us eat a little bit more than we do in Asia.
Yep, indeed. So, again, for a lot of people, the wedding dress search can be tricky, which means kind of difficult. It requires skill and a lot of thought, and it can be a kind of a sensitive situation because there are a myriad of shapes, styles, and colors to comb through.And most brides-to-be have no idea or how to begin. So we've got a myriad. Some people say myriad.
I say myriad, yeah.
Okay. A myriad of shapes, which means there's just a number of those things, a myriad of shapes and styles and colors to comb through. Okay. So, yes, indeed, lots and lots of different kinds of shapes of the dresses. Is it kind of fat at the bottom? Is it skinny? Is it fat at the top? Is it long? Is it thin? Is there a lot of fringe? Is there just a little bit of fringe, etc.? Are there buttons? Is there a zipper somewhere? Is there a little sash or whatever? And these are all examples of different shapes and styles and also colors. They're mostly white, right? So I guess maybe they could choose other colors. Maybe
white and ivory. Yeah, you'll see some that are a little bit more rose colored or blue. But typically the wedding dress is either really white or an ivory white, off-white, we often say.
How about psychedelic purple?
Not usually, but you know what? A bride can pick her own color if she's into that. I've seen a black wedding dress, too, so that's a little different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd wondered why they choose white wedding gowns in Taiwanese culture, or at least Chinese culture, because white is worn at funerals, usually, but now they just look the other way with that one because white wedding gowns look so great at weddings. And, of course, if you're choosing these things, you need to comb through these choices.
Right.
You can leaf through a magazine, just looking at each page and stuff like that. So they're combing through as if you're using a comb to go through your hair. And of course, if you're going to get married, then you are the bride-to-be, okay? And if there are many of them, then you're the brides-to-be, not the bride-to-bes. No, you wouldn't say that. You'd put the S after the word bride, brides-to-be, or the grooms-to-be.
Right. So the search is even more challenging or difficult for those with curves, people who aren't as small as sometimes we see models on TV. They're always really skinny because the TV camera adds 10 to 15 pounds, so they're really skinny if they look thin on TV. If something's challenging, guys, it takes some work. It tests your ability. It's not easy. It's demanding. So it's hard to find a wedding dress that makes you look glorious and beautiful if you weigh a little bit more than the average size girl. Fortunately, it says, plus size ladies in the UK can turn to Joe Cook and Al Law. Now, if you're a plus size, it just means you're usually bigger than size 16, maybe you're size 18, You're extra large, extra large, large. So you're a plus size. If you can turn to someone, it means you can go to this person or address this person for some help. You can turn to someone for something. So you can go to these two people who are best friends, and they opened up a bridal gown shop that specializes or offers wedding dresses to plus size women, which is probably a lot of customers out there nowadays because a lot of us are overweight.
Indeed. So they can turn to these people. They have this choice. These sound like men here, Joe Cook and Al Law, but they're actually ladies. They're both plus-size women. They own a bridal gown shop, and
yeah.
They're determined to make their customers' dreams come true on this show. Curvy Brides Boutique. Now, many of the women who visit Joe and Al's shop are self-conscious about their size. If you're self-conscious, that means you're very aware of something in yourself. You might be self-conscious if you're very shy, for example. You're always kind of monitoring yourself and watching yourself. Gee, what do people think of me? Do they think I'm too shy? Mm-hmm. Am I saying enough? Or if you're kind of overweight, boy, do people look at me and they think I'm really fat? Are they going to not want to be my friend if I'm so fat? So yes, indeed, most of these women are self-conscious, but they're still strong, beautiful women. So they might be independent. They might have advanced degrees from advanced universities, mm-hmm. and they have jobs that pay high salaries, but they're still self-conscious about their size because, hey, society just loves those skinny women. We don't like the fat ones so much. And I think this applies to the guys as well.
I don't know. My dad never was interested in skinny women. He said he wanted something to hold on to. So Rebecca is their first customer of the day, and it says here she's been struggling to lose her baby weight. So we know from this sentence that she's just had a baby recently, and she still hasn't lost all her weight. So when you're pregnant, typically, you gain between 15 to 50 pounds. It depends on you. And after you have the baby, it takes a couple months to get all that weight off. So she's still struggling to lose that baby weight. And she wants a dress that will hide her tummy or her stomach. Of course, that's where women tend to put on weight is their stomach and their legs and her butts. So she wants a dress that will hide the fact that her tummy is still kind of fat, even though she's working on it. However, it says after trying on several dresses with no success, Rebecca's getting frustrated. If you're getting frustrated, you're getting anxious, you're stressed out because you're not getting something that you want. Things aren't going well for you, and you're annoyed or maybe even upset about it. So she is getting frustrated, but thankfully, she finds this shop, the Curvy Brides Boutique, and Joe is able to pick out a dress that she thinks will accentuate all the right curves. If you accentuate something, it means you emphasize that particular thing. You make it more noticeable. So she wants to accentuate the right curves. That would be, you know, her boobs and her hips instead of her tummy.
Wow. Okay. So she wants to make the big places stick out because sometimes it's nice to be big in certain places, but not in others. So she wants to accentuate or emphasize mm-hmm. the right curves and then kind of play down the other ones. And the instant Rebecca sees herself in the mirror, she knows it's the one. Now, to me, this sounds like it might be something difficult to do because they say that white always makes you look fatter because the white actually shows the shadows of the curves of the cloth and stuff much more easily than black does. So if you're fat and you don't want to look fat, you tend to wear black all the time. You avoid white. And I'm about 20 pounds overweight myself, so I tend to avoid white because I get sick of people reminding me that I'm fat.
Yeah, I don't see you wear white very much. But, you know, it's not the favorite color of a lot of people. It's not mine. But, yeah, white doesn't usually make you look thinner. Black does, or darker colors. But the instant Rebecca sees herself in the mirror, she knows it's the one, which means it's the dress or the dress. The glamorous wedding dress is the perfect fit. And in it, she feels like $1 million. Or, as we typically say in slang, she feels like $1 million. A buck is a dollar. So she feels pretty great. If you feel glamorous, you kind of feel feel like you're a movie star or someone who, you know, is usually dressed up and people put their makeup on for them and make them feel wonderful. It's nice to feel glamorous. Most everyday women don't feel glamorous every day, though.
No, they don't, but you feel very glamorous on your wedding day.
Very attractive.
Could be the big day for you.
Yeah.
And so, hey, if you want to get married but you're afraid you're a little overweight, then maybe this wedding boutique is the place for you. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看下一段。我们说到了结婚，当然就是要有一个漂亮的婚纱的礼服穿在身上。那选婚纱有不同的样式，有不同的风格，有不同的颜色。很多的新娘子大概都不知道要从哪里开始。好，我们注意到 bride to be 加了一个 to be 就表示即将成为，换句话说，这个中文啊，就表示她还不是新娘，但是即将成为新娘，意思就是准新娘。当然 ，bride 前面你可以换别的字，如果她是一个别的字，像是 doctor to be， 那意思就是她还没有成为医生哦，但是她是准医生。teacher to be。当然就是准老师。OK， 继续往下读。说到选礼服，如果你的身材是 curvy， 也就是曲线丰腴、比较丰满型的，换句话就是 plus size ladies。plus size 这个代表一个加的符号，英文这个 plus 加进去就是代表你的尺码大一号。如果你是大尺码的女性，那当然咯，可能要找婚纱就会比较辛苦。不过这里就介绍给大家这一家婚纱店，它可以提供你不错的选择。最后这边这一段就说了，那很多人到这家婚纱店来，其实对自己的身材尺寸大概都不太自在。好，我们看到这里有一个字稍微注意一下， despite being strong beautiful women， 尽管进店的这些女孩子都坚强而美丽。despite， 记住它是一个介系词哦，它后面接的是名词而不是一个子句，所以看到 being， 你为什么要加动名词呢？理由就是 despite 是介系词。好，接下来呢就有实例来告诉大家，像这个女孩子 Rebecca， 她呢因为想要减掉怀孕期间增加的体重，我们说它是 baby weight， 这个 weight 这样子的体重想去掉，所以当然要把它的小腹遮起来。可是它试了好几件，最后它真的挑到了一件可以怎么样，可以 accentuate all the right curves。 accentuate 就是凸显，可以凸显它所有适当曲线的礼服。而它接下来就说了 the instant Rebecca sees herself in the mirror， 诶，The instant， 中文翻成一怎么样就怎么样。有时候你会看到 the moment， the minute， 意思都是一样的。他一看到，哇，就知道就是这件礼服了。OK， 我们今天的讲解到这边为止，谢谢大家，下次见。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thank you for joining us. But hey, we're going to be talking about plus-size wedding gowns in our next program as Curvy Brides Boutique continues. Please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Bye.